One of the best places to start might be to say that this is one of a number of lawsuits, conflicts between the state and the federal government over who should control subsistence hunting and fishing and how it should be run. In this case, you have to go back to 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic, and everybody was extremely worried about how we would get food here in the Southeast Alaska. And in villages like Cake, that worry was particularly large. And so people appealed to the Federal Subsistence Board. This is the board that oversees and regulates subsistence hunting on federal land in the state of Alaska. And they said, can we have an emergency hunt so we can make sure we have food during the pandemic? And the board considered this proposal and said yes. And to make it speedier, we'll have the tribe run the hunt. The state of Alaska had an issue with this and sued. It said, hey, this is opening a hunt is not within the powers of the Federal Subsistence Board. And opening an emergency hunt is not in the powers of the Federal Subsistence Board. And so that was their argument. That's gone on for 5 years now, back and forth between the U.S. District Court in Anchorage and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California and all along the West Coast. And now, just recently, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit confirmed that the board, the Federal Subsistence Board, acted legally when it opened that emergency hunt back during the first weeks of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And that is a very significant ruling on the part of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Is Alaska going to pursue this further? Because, as you say, subsistence has been a tug of war between the state and the federal government since ANILCA.
Right. And you have to understand that ANILCA, this 1980 law, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, it's a mouthful, that's why we call it ANILCA, says in there that rural Alaska residents have a preference for subsistence hunting and fishing. But the problem is that the Alaska Constitution forbids giving some residents preferential treatment in hunting and fishing. And so as a result, the federal government now oversees and controls subsistence hunting and fishing on federal land. And that conflicts with the state's interest, which is sharing hunting and fishing equally across all residents. And so that conflict has been continuing for 45 years now.
Getting back to my question, James, is the state going to be content with this ruling? Because it's a fairly significant blow in this ongoing struggle between the state and the federal government over subsistence management.
The state hasn't said whether it'll appeal this or not. It could appeal. This ruling was from three judges on the Ninth Circuit, and the state could ask the entire Ninth Circuit, all of the judges on that court, to hear the case and then rule. Or it could appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the thought might be that that court, which is a lot more conservative than the Ninth Circuit, might be more favorable to Alaska's interest